Welcome to On Air, a podcast by Fembola. We host bi-weekly discussions with inspiring founders and professionals from all around the world to talk about their journey, aspirations, and the power of connection. My name is Clara, and I'm the co-founder of Fembola, a career development platform for women. My today's guest is Jana Najbertová. Jana is the founder and CEO of a nonprofit agency, Superhero Senior. Jana and her team help seniors stay active by organizing workshops, offering physical and mental training, as well as legal help and fair job opportunities. Jana is also a yoga instructor and decathlon ambassador. With Jana, we talked about bringing classes for seniors to over 150 cities in the Czech Republic, along with her failures and successes and big dreams for the future. Let's go. Good morning, Jani.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us. I would like to start from the very beginning and ask you, when you were a kid, what did you want to do when you grew up?
At first I wanted to be a policewoman. Then I wanted to be a spaceman. And then... I think I wanted to do something in a move, so something like a teacher or stuff, so I would be constantly on a way somewhere. So yeah, so something like this, and I would never think of doing something like I'm doing right now.
Awesome. Regarding the nature of your work, that you're helping seniors to have a fulfilled life, I would like to ask you, how do you imagine yourself when you grow old? What do you want to do when you grow old?
Wow, I would like to be very active. I would like to constantly be on a move still, you see. I would like to travel a lot. I would like to still play tennis. I would like to still do yoga. And I would like to live full life, you know, like nothing changed. Of course, I would like to rest a lot, but I still want to do it right now. So you see, nothing changes.
Nothing changes. So live the life you're living today until it's possible.
Yes, until,
sounds like a plan.
Until the end.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan. Jana, you were a marketing and PR freelancer for 9 years before you started your NGO that helps seniors get the most out of their lives almost 5 years ago. Where did the idea to help seniors come from, and how did you start?
So at first I have to correct you, because it's not like I was doing it for 9 years before. I'm still kind of doing it right now. Mm-hmm. And it's just really, really few projects. I don't do much just for my friends. So it started simultaneously. And the main thing is my NGO that actually really started 5 years ago. And it started because my father was very old when he had me. He was 64 years old. Mm-hmm. So when I was a child, I was very used to living with older people. My aunt was like 70 years old when I was born. So she was really like my grandma age. And it was really interesting. It was really interesting. When I was in high school, I actually spent it in a senior living facilities with my father. So after school, I was going every day to him, to the senior living facility, and I have seen how it works. And I have lived with him till the very end, because He was there, and he died when I was actually graduating. So it was exactly the same time, I think, even like the same day or stuff. Very strange situation. But after he died, and since I was really used to spending time with all the people, after some time of teaching yoga that I was doing, because I was very strong-headed, and I was like, I will never, ever be working in an office, because my mom was in a board of a bank. So I actually went into the opposite direction, started teaching yoga. And after a few years, I was kind of bored. And I was thinking about how should I help elderly, because I was meeting quite a lot of grandmas in Karlín, in Prague 8. And they were crying on a bench in a park, because they had nowhere to go, no one to call. Or they were missing 20 crowns for a bread. They couldn't even afford their shopping, you know. So it was really strange. And since I didn't have enough money to give it to them all, I was thinking, what would help me? And I figured out that meditation and pranayama and yoga helped me quite a lot. So I started teaching them yoga. And it was quite funny because the first three classes were totally empty, like no one came. And then the fourth class, the senior Karel, who's actually still going to our classes, he came and he had a pepper spray because he was so scared that I would be so-called schmeid. And it's quite famous in here because there were some people that were like pretending that something is for free for elderly. And then they were selling pans and stuff for the kitchen for really high prices, like really so much overpriced. So he was really scared that I will be selling something to him. And then when he found out it's never going to happen, that I'm not this kind of person, he actually brought another person, then another person. And it was 30, and then another city came. And in the first year, there were five more cities. And second year, it was 30. Third year, it was around 100. And right now, it would be around 150. But since Corona came, we will see what will happen again, because now we are focusing more on technology, since we don't know if we will be able to actually meet in person with our seniors. It's actually 10,000 seniors right now that are weekly going to our classes to yoga and fitness and English lessons or French lessons and stuff. So it's really interesting, and it really was really strange how the destiny destiny takes really strange ways. Yeah, so it was really nice.
That is so amazing that that many seniors from all over the country already joined. So the initial service or the initial idea came like this, like seeing people, giving them what you already know, so teaching them yoga, teaching them how to live an active life and find the pleasure in the moment. But how did it evolve over time? So what else did you add on throughout the times?
So the first year it was only yoga, nothing else. I think maybe one Pilates lesson or stuff. And then we, since I was actually funding it myself for the first 2 years, I was funding it myself from like my income. And then of course it wasn't enough money. So I had to figure out financing, and I don't believe in grants. I know it's strange, but I just don't feel it. And now, of course, we are thinking about it, and maybe we will learn to work with them. But still, it's like I have very strange feelings towards it. So
I have it very similarly. Honestly,
yeah,
we applied a few times, but it's like
strong-headed girls. Yeah. So I would continue. So second year, I had to figure out how to finance all this. And I figured out that I would try to throw a yoga festival in here, since I knew quite a lot of people with high income are coming to these places. And it was actually a huge success. Quite like 150 people came to the first festival. So it was quite huge. There were some finances raised, and we could afford, well, not to pay for all the stuff, but to pay at least for another one, which was even bigger. And actually some finances were left from it. So it was really nice. So it actually worked like a PR event. It helped us with visibility quite a lot. Quite a lot of people learned about us, and quite a lot of new partners came. So it was really, really important step for us. After the few festivals, right now it was 13 festivals that we threw all around Czech Republic. And right now, the last one had over 2,000 people coming. So it was quite huge. It was in Vinitro block, Prague 7. And it wasn't only about yoga anymore. Now it's like more cultural and sport event, I would say. And there were like a fashion show from elderly models, and from the Miss Czech Republic, there were like six misses, if I spell it right, and six senior models, and they were like having actual fashion show. So it was really nice. Quite a lot of people came out. There was even famous Czech model Aneta Wignerová and her partner, famous director Petr Kolačkov was one of our models, because one our male model actually couldn't make it, so it was really cool. And right now, if we will be lucky and Corona will not strike us again, we would like to add also movies, which is quite cool, because we have really, really nice movies, and we are even starring in one TV show, so maybe we will get rights to play it for public in there. And it will be really huge. There will be even wellness part, and you can actually have a spa or massage or nails done in there, so you will actually enjoy your time. And it should happen in 28th of November, again in Nitro Block, so we will see. But again, as to come back to what we are providing right now, I would say it's still about activization of the elderly, for sure. It's still about the exercise, it's still about education. And we are right now focusing quite a lot on technology, because right now with Corona, we found out that we are actually unable to communicate with elderly, even though we have 10,000 of elderly coming to our classes every single week. Most of them don't have phone, most of them don't have email. And when Corona struck, we weren't able to reach to them, and they were not able to reach to us because they couldn't find our numbers. So it was really complicated, and we actually had like 10,000 volunteers during the Corona times, and we were helping all around the public. And it was really sad because we weren't able to help our seniors that much. So we started cooperating with Prague, with a city. And we won competition that was called Nakopni Prahu. Mm-hmm. And we started working quite a lot on a progressive web application, which is really interesting stuff that you can actually use on computer, on TV, your phone, tablet, even like on most of the devices. And you can find help there, you can find lawyers, volunteers, or elderly can communicate with themselves, which is this most huge problem, because with not enough socialization, your immunity goes really down, like so fast. Also, there will be audio and ebooks, so they will actually have something to do in their homes. Or they can find a group that is actually going somewhere, so they can find actual places outside when the quarantine will not be on. So they can find actually our classes, education, and stuff. We do quite a lot of things right now. And the last thing that's really important, it's actually helping with their safety. And there are videos of like language courses and again yoga and stuff. So when there will not be possible to go out, they will be actually able to do it at home. So they won't be stuck doing nothing and just sitting watching TV like few months anymore. So I hope it will not happen again, but if it will, we will be ready. And we will have a tool that will be helping them. And of course, it's really interesting, even for the senior living facilities that is all the time fighting with stuff, because they don't have enough stuff like anywhere. It's the huge problem in Czech Republic right now.
Mm. So many things you're doing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's great. From your experience and from all the people, thousands of people that you met and maybe interviewed, talk to them, what is, in your perspective, the biggest issue or maybe the biggest blocker for them to stay active and to live the mm-hmm. healthy and fulfilling life in the later stage of life?
Oh, it's quite complex. It's more like a socio-economical issue. Of course, there is a finance, because if you take a look on it, most people have quite low income, even from their work. And since living, especially in cities, is quite expensive. If you take a look on Prague, Brno, Ostrava, most of the cities, it's like you have one studio apartment for, I don't know, 15,000 Czech crowns, which is quite high. And if you take a look on how high the pension is, it's usually around 5,000, 10,000. And it actually doesn't quite fit, as you can see. So of course there is the financing. If they are lucky enough to own their own apartment or house, it's quite cool. But again, not everyone is as lucky as it is. And if they are, there's also food. You also need to buy yourself food, you know. And they usually don't have enough to have both, to live for like regularly. So they will be actually having like warm water and apartment and also food and also to go somewhere. Very few seniors can afford this. So finances are really huge. So they cannot afford to pay full prices for basically anything. Of course, there are right now quite a lot of options for them, or they were right now. They are not again since Corona. So finances are huge. We are helping with them too. We actually got lucky enough that one nice person, I cannot say his name, gave us quite a lot of money for them. So we are helping them and we are giving them monthly support for 10 months. And if they can also find a work with us, because last year we started personal agency for elderly, where they can find job as a receptionist, back office, or as I would like to call it, chief happiness officer. Mm-hmm. Which is basically something in between back office and reception, and they are like giving me something else, you know, because since they are so happy to be outside, they are taking care of the office as their own family. So they are actually baking stuff for them, really helping them quite a lot, walking the dogs and stuff. It's really nice. It's something else to have someone who's really enjoying their work. Not like usually, you know, the students are like sitting there and painting their nails, bored like fuck. And so, yeah, so elderly is great option to employ, because they are really loyal. They're quite cheaper, of course, because you can actually have some grants on them, or you can have just someone who really loves to do what they do. So personal agency is another option. And for me right now, it's, I think, the best thing, because you need to have something to lift you up from the bed every morning, you know. Mm. When you don't have it, when you stop having it, you just go down and really fast. So it doesn't matter if it's work, but if it's work, it's also, you know, there are more benefits because you also get paid. So you have more options. You don't have the financial need that much, you know. You also have the socialization, you have activization, you have everything that you need basically. But if it's not up to you and you don't need the money or you don't want to do it, you can also go just out on a walk every morning. You can feed the ducks or whatever. You can have a dog, or you can actually walk the dogs, because we work with Pet Share, which is another NGO that is actually connecting people who don't have pets with the ones that have them and don't have enough time. So our grandmas are actually walking the dogs all around Czech Republic, and they love it, because not everyone wants to risk that they will not have that they will be left alone, the animals, I mean. So
you are doing so many wonderful activities. You have to yourself live a fulfilled life with what you do. That's amazing.
Oh yeah, I love it. I love it so much here, for sure. It's really something, you know. Through something.
Yeah, and the personal agency, it really struck me. So for all the listeners, if you're searching for someone to help you out with the business or at your company, or you just have your dog, check Superhero Senior out for their personal agency.
Write us or call us, and we will borrow you one of our amazing Superhero Seniors.
Anna, can you tell me more about how you used your marketing experience when starting your own thing? Do you draw from this experience every day, or did you have to pick up a lot of new skills? How was it when you were starting out?
Well, I was actually self-taught, so I'm not actually from corporate or stuff. I was actually using at first the marketing just for myself, for my yoga classes and stuff. Then doing yoga teacher training, so I'm actually teaching the teachers. I had to market this too, and actually it worked quite a lot. So another people started noticing it and hiring me as an influencer, or actually as a marketing expert. So for sure, it helped quite a lot. But right now, I have to say I'm not doing it anymore because we are working with marketing agency No Limits. It actually adopted us, and they are helping us with everything. They are doing new websites for us. Also, we are working with Uplifting, that is doing the progressive web application for us. So right now, I have amazing expert, but Petra Berkova, that taken the position of the marketing director in a superior senior or seniorem status, yes, we say, in Czech.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the team that you built around yourself, how many of you are in seniorem status right now?
So in a board, it's 5 people. Then management, it's like 8 of us there, and then volunteers or people that are helping as a freelancers and stuff, it's around 150.
Oh my. That is huge. That is huge. What was the position that you needed to hire when you couldn't do it on your own?
Well, for sure, assistant. Because I'm actually great visionary and I know where we go and stuff, but I'm really, really awful in execution because I always got stuck on some details or stuff. So it takes me quite a lot of time to do the basic stuff like Excel and these awful stuff for me. So assistant was number one, which is really, really important for me. Then personal marketing, because as I said before, I cannot do everything anymore. I did it for quite a lot of time. I did everything and I almost lost my mind. It really got me into the depression because it was really too much. And right now, CFO. CFO is a huge help. We actually have amazing lady, Lucia Fricke. And she actually was doing CFO for the last 25 years in huge companies all around Czech Republic, Swiss. And right now she actually did her last job was CEO in automotive. So she's really number one. She's amazing. And we are so lucky to have her. And we have amazing accountant. Amazing. Really like, oh, so good. So this really helps me quite a lot. Mm. And of course the agency, like the marketing agency, it works quite differently because even though we had amazing people, since it's only one person, it like goes up and down, you know how it is, because sometimes you're tired, sometimes you're sick, sometimes you go on a vacation and just everything just stops and nothing actually can move anymore. So with agency, it was like huge help. And for this, I have to thank Petra Berkova that actually brought the No Limits agency to us. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that when you were doing most of the stuff alone, it was too much. So even though that helping seniors and the work that you're doing is really rewarding, if you work too much, you just work too much and you hit the wall. What are the activities that keep you personally healthy and sane and in balance? Mm-hmm.
Well, right now I'm still fighting it for sure because I am obsessed. I'm just obsessed. I cannot say it. I have huge problems with overcommitment. I just love it. It's my child. It's my child. I love it with all of my heart and it's everything for me. So whenever somebody doesn't do something, I just cannot stop myself and I have to do it right now. So this is my huge problem and I know it. I just have to trust people and leave it as it is, even though if they will make mistakes or don't do something, just, you know, people are people and they will always be that, because otherwise I would just get lost in it. So right now I am trying to be offline every weekend. Mm-hmm. Just turn off my phone when I can, of course, because since we have quite a lot of events during the weekends, of course I cannot do it. But when I can, I turn off my phone and hopefully go somewhere. Last week we were in Zámek Loučeň in a glamping. So we were in the middle of the park in a tent, and it was amazing. Like offline, nothing there. There weren't even light. It was amazing. Really, really nice. I need to go in a nature, which also I'm thinking all the time, I'm thinking constantly. I'm always thinking about something. It actually wakes me up at night, and I just, at 3 in the morning, I wake up and I'm like, oh, I forgot to do it. And I constantly have to wake up and do it. So I actually figured out that when I'm in nature, I don't have it like this much. Mm. So I every day I walk with my dog or run with my dog, like for at least 30, 40 minutes, 1 hour if I can. Mm-hmm. I do yoga outside when it's nice. I do also meditation outside when it's nice weather. And I play tennis, and it helped me quite a lot because I was playing tennis when I was a child, and I brought it back like in again to Corona because everything was forbidden except tennis. So I found myself a teacher.
You're far away from each other, so it's okay.
Yeah. And actually, he's senior. He's 71 years old, and he's amazing, like super amazing. So I'm actually still like, you know, supporting seniors, mm-hmm. and playing tennis. And I'm going like 2-3 times a week. And it's amazing. Again, it's outside, which really I found out helps me quite a lot. And it's strange because I'm, you know, I'm born in Prague. So I was like always, oh, I don't need nature. It's all right. Just bring me a nice apartment. And right now I figured out that it's never all right. And that everyone comes from nature and needs nature. So yeah, so this helps me quite a lot. And as I said again, yoga, meditation, yoga nidra. I practice yoga nidra every 3 days. It's like yogic sleep. It's called yogic sleep, and it's called total restoration. And it helps me again quite a lot because I'm constantly thinking I need to stop sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And how do you practice this? Do you have some guided yoga nidra online, or are you able to do it on your own? How does it work?
You are able to do it on your own, or I have either way my own recording that actually I have even on our website that is, you can actually download it for free if you go to our website. And I use a recording of my teacher, Everett Newell. He's from New York, and right now he's living in Bali. And I did 2 yoga teacher trainings with him for like 2 months, and I really love him. It's really nice recording, so I use it sometimes. It depends how far down I am. Mm-hmm.
how deep you need to go in the yogic sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great tip. Thank you. That's the first time I heard yoga nidra on this podcast, so definitely recommend, and I'll add the link in the description. I'm having all the follow-up questions I can right now, but one thing again, I found really interesting that you said that you have to learn to trust people, and that sometimes you have this urgent need to fix stuff, to do stuff on your own if they're not done. How did you evolve as a leader throughout the 5 years? What were your biggest leadership lessons that you learned, and biggest mistakes?
Well, there was a lot for sure. So at first I think I wasn't leader at all. I was just thinking that this will go on its own, everybody will be doing what they should, and I don't need to be involved in anything. So for sure it didn't work at all. Then I had to step in quite a lot, and I wanted to be friends with everyone. Since mostly every partner we had was my friend from before, and I just wanted to have a nice relationship with them, and just to be, you know, to just leave their relationship as it was. And of course you cannot do it because it's still my project and has to evolve somewhere. So there was a huge problem for me because everybody wanted to speak only to me, and we had amazing production. And she was trying to do like the festivals, or we had a cinema or stuff, and every single person that I gave her number told her that they wouldn't be talking to her because it was too low for them, and they would talk only to me. But you cannot do it if you have so many people. It just, you cannot do it. It's really like too much. So right now I am trying to of course trust my people, delegate my work, don't do everything myself. and just know what everyone is doing, but to be, you know, on a top, to really do the pyramid, you know, because right now I figured out that if I have more than six people that are managed by me directly, I don't have this much idea what they are doing. So I'm actually learning how it works in corporate. It actually looks like it's not that bad. So it has some logic in it, of course. So we are coming back like to every single startup ever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is what I'm doing right now. I'm still having troubles with it since I hated corporate from childhood. So yeah, but sometimes you just need to step out, and I'm trying to learn not to be friends with everyone in there, because again, it doesn't work. Otherwise, they just think they can manage stuff for you, or they take over stuff that they shouldn't, and it can make much more problems than actually it brings benefits to the company. So it's really strange. It's a huge process, and since I was self-taught, it's, you know, I'm learned mostly from mistakes, which I hope that I will overcome and do something good on a first time, you know, not just just after the mistakes made.
Well, if you learn from it, I think that's totally okay. That's life. And I bet that people that you're surrounded with are understanding that you're also just a human.
Yeah, for sure they are. I just don't understand it. People usually understand it. I just don't. I don't understand mistakes. I just don't like them. I never like them. I'm so like kind of OCD. I just, you know.
Yeah. And to maybe think about a little more positive stuff, what were the happiest moments in the life of Sanerem Saradosti, of Superhero Senior?
There's so much. So for sure it was when the second senior came. Like, for sure first one was amazing, but then there was a second one and she was so happy. And again, the first group is still coming to the classes after 5 years, which is, I think, amazing. And the most amazing thing is that one of the ladies that is coming for 5 years to us, she's 93 right now, and she is still super healthy, super active, and super happy. So this is like so rewarding to me. I really love it so much. It's amazing. It's so amazing. And another one was when we had first entirely full festival, because I knew that we are doing something that matters, that people are coming to it, that they care about it, that they care about elderly, because usually it looks like, you know, when you take a look on Doneo, if you know Doneo, it's a platform where you can donate to someone, to some company or NGO. And if you take a look on donations, it's mostly only children, specialized professions like doctors and stuff, medicinemen, especially in Corona, it was super funny. They were donating millions of Czech crowns to the professions that were not even working because there was no one there, you know. Yeah. And they were giving them millions. And then you take a look on our donations to seniors, and we've got seniors that are really homeless. They lost their homes in Corona times. They just got homeless. They had nothing. And they gave us in 2-3 months, I think, 60,000 Czech crowns. And then you see the millions given to the snacks for doctors that are having like 80,000 Czech crowns per month. And I'm like, oh, what happens? But some people care, not just everyone, because I think it's scary, you know, if you take a look on elderly, you see your future, and people just don't want to see it. So of course it's easier to take a look on stuff that are nicer to them, like children, they see hope. With elderly, they see usually a despair, but we are trying to change it. So yeah, I knew it makes sense, and there are still people that care, which is so rewarding. And right now we actually had a cinema in Autokino Strahov. We were playing Havel movie, and it was really special because in this special event, it was supported by Kia Motors and Hartmann Group, our great partners that we love so much. They're amazing. And we took seven of our seniors and we made them VIP. The driver brought them an invitation. And on an exact day that the cinema was happening, which was 13th of August, the driver came from them with a brand new amazing Kia car, like Kia Soul electric car, you know, super comfy, super nice. And they had a package, they had gifts there, they had great catering, amazing food. They had even sect, because Bohemia sect also supported us with this. So they had everything there, and there was a great surprise for them, because when they came to the movie, before movie, there were acrobats everywhere. They were just walking all around and they were amazing. And there was a message from their family. It was 10 seconds when their children and their family thanked them for everything that they'd done for them. And it was like so nice because they were crying. They were so grateful. It was amazing. It was crying, like everyone was just crying in there, so happy and laughing like crazy. And then there was a movie and they were like, oh, so happy. So events like this really show you how beautiful people can be if they just take time to see their family, to see the people around them, because it's amazing. The connection between us, it's still there. We just sometimes forget about it and got stuck in a regular life, you know, in the execution of the stuff that actually doesn't need to be done.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's definitely, you know, the highlights and amazing moments of your work. You already mentioned that the seniors many times don't have access to internet or mobile phones or computers. Mm-hmm. How do they learn mostly about you? Is it through their grandchildren, or is it through word of mouth from other seniors? Where do you see the most people finding you?
Mm-hmm. Well, if we speak about the classes, like the regular events that they are coming to, it's mostly mouth to mouth. You know, mm-hmm. they just say it to their friend and they say it to another one, and like this, it's still the most powerful thing. Recommendation is still the most powerful thing in the world. So, and also, you know, people that are coming like this are usually staying. So they are the ones that are really coming to every single class. Then there is another way, and it's through the media, of course. But with the media, usually people that are coming like for 2, 3, 4 classes or one only come, and then they just don't go anymore because they find something else, or they just forget our stuff. So it's not the most reliable source. And of course, right now we hope that our progressive web application will be the portal that will be helping us communicate with seniors and bring them reliable information. For sure, as you said, they don't have access to the computers or the internet. Hopefully it will change quite soon. You will see, we will be bringing new projects. So maybe in the fall you will see some results already. And we want to promote services that are reliable, because we were trying to find mobile operator that is actually helping, which means that they can have like a data package or the phone package that is actually for seniors, because the huge problem with call centers is that they call you. And if they speak to you, you know already what you want, what you don't want, or you just know that you don't want to speak to them at all and you will arrange it yourself. But when the older lady gets a phone, it's the only phone she gets in a whole week. She's happy that somebody is speaking to her. So she doesn't want to just let it go, you know. So she don't, she picks up and she speaks to them an hour. And they usually sell her stuff that she doesn't actually need, that doesn't actually help her. It's usually overpriced, but there are products that actually can help them, you know, because they are able to pay for something. For sure, they pay for their phones. For sure, they pay for their TV. So they have some money which they can invest. And if you take a look on the stuff that they are selling, there are really, really cheap phones, cheap computers sold by even O2 or Vodafone, T-Mobile. They are selling it for like 300 Czech crowns, and you just pay monthly some bill that they are paying anyway. So there are options and they just need to know about it. So we are right now fighting for this to happen. So there will be actually some product that will have a name, maybe even Seniorem Stradosti or Superhero mm-hmm. Senior, and they will know it's for them, that it's a good product, it's for a good price, and it actually will help them. So hopefully it will, we will be able to fight with them long enough so they will maybe make it happen, but we will see in time. So yeah,
fingers
but
crossed.
State actually wants to do the same, so for sure I think in time they just need to make it happen, because there's just no way, because you just cannot have 2 million people without any help or without any information. It just cannot happen like this. It just they have to do something with it. There's just no other way.
Jana, you, as you said, you're a big visionary. You do many things on your own. You built this amazing agency and NGO from scratch. But there are often many people that we meet along the way who help us get where we are today. Turn to them for advice or resources. Do you have some people like that around you?
Mm-hmm. For sure. I'm mentee of Markienhausen Blast, which is also a great visionary, and he actually is behind Adler or Liftago and many other stuff. He's my friend and he's an amazing person. I love him so much. And the only trouble is that we are so similar. I'm not sure it actually makes sense to be his mentee, but we will see. Maybe it's really cool. And I'm actually using coaching regularly. At first, I was going to my friend, which is also a psychologist, Hanna Mezerova. And right now I'm using Petr Žídek, who's famous coach of the CEOs all around Czech Republic and even Slovakia. He's really amazing, huge name, and he helps me quite a lot. So do these people help me? And sometimes it's just that we actually won last year. We won Social Impact Award, and we went to a Women Startup Competition, then Nasta na Kopině Prahu. And for sure, you meet quite a lot of people along the way that can help you a lot. So I think this is also a nice way to know your worth, you know, because when other people also see the potential, it helps you to work through all the troubles and make it happen. So this also helps us quite a lot, I think, the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Challenges us and helps us move on. So I think these people, and for sure our seniors, because this is where I come to my inspiration, because I listen to them, to their needs. And from this, I can create, because when you create something, you don't know if somebody else needs it. Just sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But when you know exactly the needs of your group, then you have everything for success.
Hmm. Was there any elderly woman in your network that really struck you and that you were like, oh, like I want to be like her when I grow old? Do you have such a moment?
Like, most of them, no. It's really, they are so, it's inspirational, especially the ones that are still active. It's super, super inspirational. But if I need to name just one, it's Helena Laškova. She's 84 years old. She's our senior model. She is so lovely, so clever, intelligent, funny. And she has a class, you know. She's 84 years old and she stays tall and she just still see the potential in life, you know. She didn't subdue, and yeah, it's for sure Helenka is my role model, and I would be happy to be like her when I will be older.
Thank you so much for giving her this shout out in this episode of the podcast. Looking towards the future, one last question: what is next for you and Seniorem Sradosti?
Mm-hmm. Like right now, we are working on a progressive web application. So for sure, right now, for some time, it will be mostly about technology and help that it can provide to the all the population. So for sure, this. And my huge dream and goal, vision that we are going to is a senior town. What you can imagine when I say senior town is a place like a Florida, where you just hit 60 and you just stay so long, leave your home, take all your stuff and just go to the place where, of course, it's not only for seniors. There will be families and everyone living there. But the place that has infrastructure for you, where you can actually go shopping, where you can work, you can find work for yourself. So you can even be managing the place. You can be managing hotels. You can be managing restaurants, where there is a golf, there is a tennis, there is everything for you. Electromobility for sure everywhere. So it's very important to have clear air. So when you get older, what you need mostly is clear air, nature, something to live for, something to live, some finances that you can actually live from, for sure, movement and clear air. So you can imagine it like a maybe some spa city or stuff like this. And this is my dream, and I think it will happen, because right now in Czech Republic, you usually don't go to the senior living facility. Somebody puts you there, you know, and nobody wants to go there. Nobody. It's just, you know, a need. But if there will be a place that you actually would do want to go to, it will be a nice option for the people that are alone and have nowhere to turn. And if they are not so lucky to have a family to take care of them, I think this will be a place I want to stay to.
That's an amazing dream. So they will be looking forward to their pension to say, like, bye, Felicia, I'm going to Florida to live for the rest of my life. But the Florida will be somewhere near.
Yeah, it will be very near, you will see. I even know the place, but I cannot tell you.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. We will keep following every step of your journey. Thank you so much for doing this lovely work you do. And thank you for taking the time in your busy schedule to talk to me and to share your story with our listeners.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your invitation, and good luck, everyone.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that's a wrap. But the fun doesn't have to stop here. If you have any questions, guest suggestions, or feedback, shoot us an email to podcast@fempalat.com. To learn more about our community, head over right now to Fempalat Instagram or Facebook and get involved. Thank you for listening, and join us in 2 weeks for the next episode of On Air, a podcast by Fempalat.